What is going on? Welcome to a very special episode of the Nintendo PowerCast, where we're going to be diving deep into Tears of the Kingdom theories. Before we get started, I want to let everybody know, hop on into the Discord, n64josh.com/discord. We would love to chat all things Zelda, all things Nintendo with you. And I want to let you know about my unofficial and unauthorized History of Mario Kart ebook that is available at n64josh.com/historyofmariokart. It is still currently being bundled with my Mario Kart guide, which includes chapters like How Not to Swear in Mario Kart and the Mario Kart Sorry. With that, let's jump in to all these Tears of the Kingdom theories. As we all eagerly await the release of Tears of the Kingdom, the much-anticipated sequel to Breath of the Wild, speculation is running wild in the community. Today, we're going to focus on one of the most intriguing aspects of the upcoming game, Link's mysterious arm. With so many theories floating around, it's time for us to explore some of the most interesting ideas, and I'm going to share some of my thoughts on this captivating topic. So, grab your Master Sword, your Hylian shield, and let's dive in to the world of Hyrule. All right, so let's kick things off by discussing a potential connection between Skyward Sword and Tears of the Kingdom. For those who might not be familiar with Skyward Sword, it's a game in the Zelda series that takes place before the events of Ocarina of Time, focusing on the origins of the Master Sword and the legendary hero, Link. Now, in Tears of the Kingdom, we see that Link has a mysterious right-handed black arm adorned with tattoos. This is interesting because it resembles a character from Skyward Sword named Garahim. Garahim is the primary antagonist who serves as the sword spirit for the evil Demon King Demise. So, what does this connection mean? Some fans speculate that the arm's design may have originated from the same ancient civilizations as Garahim, which could explain the similarities between the two. Others believe that the arm's power could be tied to the same source as Garahim's, hinting at a shared origin between the characters and their powers. This connection raises a lot of questions about the upcoming game story and how it might intertwine the larger Zelda timeline. Will we see more elements from Skyward Sword making an appearance in Tears of the Kingdom? Only time will tell. But for now, this intriguing connection between Garahim and Link's mysterious arm has certainly piqued our interest. Now, let's explore another fascinating theory that involves two other key characters from Skyward Sword, Fee and Demise. For those of you that may not know, Fee is a spirit residing within the Goddess Sword, which later becomes the iconic Master Sword after undergoing various transformations. Fee serves as a guide to Link in Skyward Sword, providing him with valuable information and advice throughout his quest. On the other hand, Demise is the primary antagonist in Skyward Sword, a powerful demon bent on conquering the world and destroying the goddess Hylia's legacy. He is ultimately defeated by Link, but not before cursing an eternal cycle of reincarnation and conflict between his own hatred, the spirit of the hero, and the blood of the goddess. Now, the theory we're exploring suggests that Fee and Demise might still be present inside the Master Sword during the events of Tears of the Kingdom. If this is the case, their presence could have a significant impact on the story and the powers of Link's mysterious arm. Some fans speculate that the arm's abilities may be derived from Fee, who remains connected to the Master Sword. This connection could mean that the arm's powers are directly tied to the sword's own capabilities. However, the presence of Demise within the sword might also play a role. If Demise's residual power is still present, it could corrupt or influence the arm's abilities, adding a darker twist to the story. This interplay between the benevolent guidance of Fee and the malevolent influence of Demise could create an intriguing dynamic, potentially affecting Link's journey and the ultimate fate of Hyrule. This theory presents yet another compelling angle to consider. How will Fi and Demise factor into the story, and what role will Link's mysterious arm play in his latest adventure? Now, let's dive into another interesting theory involving the Malice and its potential impact on the Master Sword. Malice is a dark, corrupting force introduced in Breath of the Wild, often associated with Calamity Ganon. This malevolent energy has the power to possess creatures, create monstrous beings, and even corrupt the very land of Hyrule itself. Considering its destructive capabilities, what if Malice also affects the Master Sword in Tears of the Kingdom? The consequences could be dire for Fi as well as the sword's functionality. Some fans speculate that Malice might weaken the Master Sword or even cause it to melt or transform over time. In this scenario, the Master Sword would eventually become Link's mysterious arm. This would mean that the new arm's abilities are directly tied to the power of the Master Sword, potentially enhancing or altering its capabilities. As Link faces a malice-infected world, his mysterious arm could play a crucial role in combating the Dark Force. Perhaps the arm's power will be essential to cleansing the land of Hyrule from the influence of malice, restoring balance and peace to the kingdom. This could definitely present a fascinating layer to the game's story. How will they all intertwine? What challenges await Link in his latest adventure? We're going to have to wait and see. Now we're going to talk about the intriguing tattoo-like designs that are on Link's arm and the possible connection to previous games and characters. So the intricate tattoo design on Link's arm have garnered a lot of attention and speculation from fans. Some have pointed out similarities to the Sheikah tribe. Those symbols and designs can be found throughout the Zelda series, most notably on the Sheikah Slate from Breath of the Wild. The Sheikah are an ancient and mysterious tribe known for their advanced technologies and magical prowess. If the arm's designs are indeed connected to the Sheikah, this could imply that the arm's powers are related to Sheikah technology or even their ancient magic. It's interesting to consider how this connection could affect the gameplay mechanics in Tears of the Kingdom. For example, the Sheikah Slate provided a wide range of abilities and tools for Link to use in Breath of the Wild, from bombs and stasis to remote control and magnesis. If Link's mysterious arm draws power from the Sheikah, we might see the return of similar abilities, or even completely new ones, inspired by Sheikah technology and magic. The potential connection to the Sheikah tribe opens up exciting possibilities for the game's story, characters, and gameplay mechanics. Another thing we're going to look at is the unusually long nails on Link's arm. So Link's mysterious arm features some strikingly long nails, which have led to many interesting speculations. One possibility is that the long nails are the result of a transformation Link undergoes, possibly related to the Malice or another dark force in the game. This transformation might alter not only Link's appearance, but his abilities and the way he interacts with the world. Another theory suggests that the nails could serve a practical purpose in the game, such as aiding in combat or traversal. For example, the long nails could be used as a weapon, allowing Link to slash at enemies or even grip and climb surfaces more effectively. If this is the case, the nails might be a unique gameplay mechanic that adds a new dimension to combat and exploration in Tears of the Kingdom. Now, there are some fans that believe that this might not be Link's arm at all. And the theory goes like this. Some of the fans of Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom have come up with an intriguing theory that the mysterious arm isn't actually Link's, but instead belongs to another character who once sealed Ganondorf away. Ganondorf is the main antagonist in the series. Ganondorf is known for his quest for power and his ability to be reincarnated. If this theory is true, it could mean that Link is now wielding the same power that once defeated Ganondorf, which would have a significant implication on the game's story. This connection to Ganondorf's ceiling might provide an explanation to why the arm appears to be ancient magic or technology, as it was used in the battle against the great evil. This would also suggest that the arm is more than just a new gameplay mechanic or a visual change for Link. It could be a central element in the narrative, providing a direct link to the series' past and its ongoing battle between good and evil. Now we're going to delve into another popular theory among fans that asks the question, could Link in Tears of the Kingdom be the Hero of Time, reincarnated or pre-incarnated? As we know, the Zelda series has a long history of featuring different versions of Link across various timelines and games. This has led to speculation that the Link we see in Tears of the Kingdom could be connected to previous iterations of the character, including the Hero of Time from Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask. If this theory holds true, it would suggest a deeper underlying narrative that spans across multiple games in the series. This connection could provide fascinating insights into the game's story, as well as an intriguing link to the wider Zelda universe. It might also explain the presence of certain familiar elements, such as the Master Sword and the reoccurring struggle against evil. Let's talk about some of the color theories, okay? Colors have always played a significant role in the Zelda series, and The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom is no exception. Let's explore how the use of colors in the game might offer clues about the story and mechanics. One detail that stands out is the green glow of Link's mysterious arm. In the world of Zelda, green has often been associated with life, healing, or resurrection. It's possible that the arm's green hue could hint at a connection to these themes. Perhaps the arm has the power to restore life, heal wounds, or even resurrect the fallen. Another interesting theory is that the arm's color may change depending on its abilities or the emotions of the character. For example, a green glow might be related to Link's healing abilities, while a red glow might signify anger or aggression, leading to more powerful attacks. The idea would add a dynamic element to the gameplay and story, as Link's arm could adapt to different situations and emotional states. Well, there you have it, you guys. We've explored some of the most intriguing theories and speculations surrounding Link's mysterious arm in The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. As the game's release date approaches, we're undoubtedly going to learn more, potentially confirming or refuting some of these ideas. In the meantime, I want to hear from you guys. What do you think? Do you think some of these theories could be true? Do you think some of them are super far-fetched? Let me know your thoughts in the comments, or if you're listening to this, the audio version, there is a spot where you can leave questions and comments on the podcast player. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. And stay tuned for plenty more Tears of the Kingdom content, because we're going to be deep diving into everything we know about this game up until this point. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye now.